on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
We take a ride back 25 years to the year 2000. Do you remember what you were doing then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Coastal Commission certifies tunnel. The tunnel at Devil's Slide took another step forward as the California Coastal Commission voted unanimously to certify the tunnel as consistent with the Coastal Act. And big enough for first place, it didn't match up to last year's record, but Kirk Mombert's 940-pound gourd came close. Last year, 1,140-pound winner. It was the best of the lot at this year's recent weigh-off. And good grades for Cabrillo District Schools. Academic Performance Index scores just released for Cabrillo District Schools exceeded state standards for improvement. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Hey, I want to talk about a new business on Main Street, the new T-Shore Tea House. Many of you remember the Village Green. We were sad to see that close. We used to go there with the family for many years. But we now have a charming tea house on Main Street, Half Moon Bay. It's called By the T-Shore. The decor is incredibly charming, and owner Angela collected all the vintage pieces for over 15 years for all to enjoy. She stored them for years at Bob's BK Motors storage facility, but broke them out for her new store here, her new T-Shore place on Main Street. Her soft opening was packed, and Angela wore a vintage jacket that she purchased at our new opened-up double-decker bargain bus. Talk about keeping all the money in the town. I love this. There are many teas to choose from, arriving in teapots covered in floral tea cozies. The scones are outstanding and served with homemade lemon curd, clotted cream, and homemade jam. Open at 8 to 11 for breakfast and 11 to 3 for lunch and high tea. Look for the pink house on Main Street and tell them Cameron sent you. Keep calm and tea on. People are worried over concerns that the end of the year, being called Y2K, will bring serious widespread computer failures and malfunctions as we enter the 21st century. Meanwhile, when it comes to cost of living, a gallon of gas is $1.26, loaf of bread, $1.72, a dozen eggs, 89 cents, and a postage stamp was 33 cents. Major news events. Tiger Woods becomes the youngest player to win the Grand Slam in golf. The worst brush fire in 50 years destroys over 5 million acres in the western U.S. Republican challenger George W. Bush defeats Democratic Vice President Al Gore, but the final outcome is not known for over a month because of disputed votes in Florida. In popular culture, 51 million viewers watched the first season finale of the reality show Survivor, and the winners at the box office include Castaway, Gladiator, The Perfect Storm, and X-Men. In the music world, this British pop group formed in 1998 by Simon Fuller after he was fired as manager of the Spice Girls. Here's the S Club and their top 10 hit, Never Had a Dream Come True.
Everybody's got something they had to leave behind. One regret from yesterday that just seems to grow with time. There's no use looking back or wondering how it could be now or might have been. All this I know, but still I can't find ways to let you go. I never had a dream come. I never found the way.
This songwriter, a pianist, launched his career as a jingle writer for the advertising campaigns. From the album My Romance, An Evening with Jim Brickman, here's The Love I Found in You. What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.